Hi, good afternoon. My name is Miguel, calling from Georgian Opinion Survey. I am conducting a voluntary opinion survey. Would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Do you have a few minutes to help us out?
I got a few minutes.
Oh, you're busy?
Nope.
So you do have a few minutes to give us to ask you some questions?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so, okay, let's start with the year of your birth. What year were you born? Just your year, man.
65.
65, okay. 1965, okay. Let me see what the next one is. And what is your race? Were you consider yourself black African-American?
Just black.
Okay, just black, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, okay. Let's see the next one. How about in politics today? Do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
A Republican.
Okay, great. How about, do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Republican?
Very strong.
Okay, very strong. Okay, great. And what is the highest level of school you have completed or highest degree you have received?
Bachelor's.
Bachelor's, okay. So that's, oh yes, okay. Next are some questions about how you think things are going in your community and the country. When you think about the directions in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat unsatisfied, or very unsatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed? Are you satisfied or somewhat satisfied?
Very unsatisfied.
Okay. Let's see the next one. Do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president?
Disapprove.
Disapprove. Okay. Disapprove. Okay. Okay. How favorable or unfavorable are your opinions of each of the followings? Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable toward them, 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, natural, or 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable toward them. You may choose any number from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel. If you don't know or you never heard of a person group, tell us that as well, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How do you feel about Joe Biden?
0.
0. Okay. How about Democrats in the Congress?
0.
Okay. And how about Fannie Willis?
0.
Okay. How about Brian Kemp?
A 10.
Okay. And how about Donald Trump?
A 10.
And Cornel West?
A 0.
Okay. And
it's
how about...
Cut that down. Cut that down, yeah.
How about Kamala Harris?
Hell, a 0.
0 2, okay.
All okay, that Democrat shit is a 0 in my book, okay?
Okay, and how about, no matter how frequently you vote in the elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10. Where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change?
A 10.
Okay. Okay, let's go to the next one. Okay, no matter how frequently you vote in the elections, how much power do you feel that black community has to make change on issues that matter most to their community? And this again from 0 means the black community has no power at all, and 10 means that black community has a lot of power to make changes on issues that matter most to your community.
They got They got a lot of power. They just don't know it.
Okay, okay.
I feel like with as a 10, they got a whole lot of damn power because that's all everybody looking for, the black vote. I don't know why. They better find some more constituent colors and races because they already done messed up last election. But that show, they had a lot of power.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How would you describe black political power since 2020? Would you say it is much more powerful, somewhat more powerful? There's no difference?
No difference.
No difference. Okay. Okay. We know it's a little way off, but it stands now. How likely are you to vote in the November 5th, 2024 general elections for president, Congress, and other states and local offices?
Very so. We'll be there on the 4th.
So, a scale from 0 to 10, you would say a 10?
A 10.
Okay, okay. Would you say you care a great deal, a little bit, not too much, or you don't care at all who is elected president in 2024?
Oh, yeah, I care a lot.
So a great deal. Okay.
Great deal.
Okay. If November 5th, 2024, general elections for president, Congress, and other state and local officials were held today, would you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or Cornel West, another third party candidate?
Donald Trump.
Okay. Okay. Now, for something a little different, has your life gotten better, gotten worse, or stayed about the same since Joe Biden became president?
Worse.
Okay. Okay, the next one is, I'm going to read you a list of issues, and I want you to rate each of them on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means it definitely should be one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community, and a 0 means it definitely should not be one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community. You can use any number between 0 to 10. Okay, so what do you think about inflation or cost of living? How would you rate that?
That the Democrats need to deal with right now?
Yes.
It's at a 0.
Okay, how about I read it to you real quick again, that way you know it. Okay, so from 10 means it definitely should be one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community.
Oh, yeah, 10 then.
Okay. And how about environmental justice?
0.
Okay. And how about voting rights?
10.
Okay. And how about crime and violence?
10.
And how about gun control?
0.
And last one, criminal justice reform.
10.
Great. Let's go to the next one. I'm going to read you a list of issues, and I want you to rate each of them on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means the issue has definitely been one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community, and a 0 means the issue has definitely not been one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community. You can use any number. You can use any number, okay, from 0 to 10. 10 will be they are doing something. So what you think about the cost of living, inflation or cost of living?
0. Hold on one second. These kids in order from WNB Wing Factor, they need a ride. And I mean all of them. Order something. Ma, Isaiah, Bakari, Anthony, Sherelle. Okay. Okay, I'm back.
Okay. How about environmental justice?
0.
And how about voting rights?
You already did that. You went back to the same list. You did that this time.
Oh, so voting rights was a 10? For some reason, it gave me back the same one.
Oh, okay. A 10, yeah, I had a 10 for that one.
And you said crime and violence was?
A 10.
And gun control, you said a 0, right?
Yeah, 0.
And criminal justice reform?
A 10.
Okay. Okay, it gave me a different one. So I'm going to read you a list of law the Biden administration and Democrats in Congress have passed over the past 3 years. For each law, please tell me if it has impacted or will impact your life a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all. Okay, so in a proclamation on granting pardon for the offense of simple possession of marijuana, President Biden pardoned all prior federal offenses of simple marijuana possession and urged governors to do the same. How will you grade that? Is that
a
fair?
A zero.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you agree a great deal, a fair amount, not too much, not at all, never heard of it?
I don't agree.
Okay. And okay, for each law, please tell me if it hasn't impacted or will impact your life a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So let's go to the next one. The Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act provided more than $50 billion to expand access to clean drinking water as well as eliminate lead pipes. Has that impact you a great deal or?
Yeah, somewhat.
Okay, let's go to the next one. The last one is the strategy to quarter domestic terrorism directed the Department of Homeland Security to allocate $77 million to state local partners to combat domestic extremists and increase the screening process to ensure white supremacists don't work for federal, state, and local police departments. How's that impact you?
No, it don't impact me.
Not at all. Okay. Okay. We're almost done, okay? So I'm going to read you some reasons the black voters have said are convincing. Reasons to support Biden-Harris ticket in 2024. Please rate each reason on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means it is extremely convincing reason to vote in November 2024. And a 0 means it is not at all convincing reason to vote in November. You can select any number from 0 to 10, okay? Black Georgians have the power to determine our futures by electing who presents us in government. When it comes to electing our next president in 2024, we have a clear choice. Will we continue to move forward? Or will we go backwards? Will we fight a future that includes the right to make decisions about our own health? Or will we let politicians who want to destroy our freedom to succeed? The choice is clear. This is our Georgia. This is our time. In 2024, it is up to us to decide our future. How will you rate that, man?
A zero.
Okay. And how about President Biden's administration has accomplished a lot, but those policies aren't well known because our Republican-controlled state government blocks these federal investments that are supposed to help our communities. Medicare expansion is a clear example of Georgia legislature leaving many in need of health care uninsured while hospitals continue to close in our communities. It is time for us to understand the real reason Georgians are not seeing the impact of President Biden's policies. How would you rate that, ma'am?
A zero.
Okay, let's go to the next one. Okay, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It is okay if you do, if you did not, but I'd like to ask you, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? How would you rate that?
A 10.
Okay. And we know it's a little way off, but it stands now. How likely are you vote? How likely are you to vote in November 5th, 2024, generally speaking, for president, Congress, and other states and local offices?
A 10.
Okay. We're almost done over here. Would you say you care a great deal, a little bit, not that much, or you don't care at all who is elected president in 2024?
Yes, I care a lot.
Great. Okay, if the November 25th, 2024 general election for president, Congress, and other state and local officials were held today, will you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or Kanye West and another third party?
Donald Trump.
Okay, we're almost done, okay? How much do you trust each of the following organizations for accurate elections information? People's Agenda, a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, not at all? Never heard of them?
Never heard of them.
Okay, and the next one, Pro Georgia?
Never heard of them.
And how about New Georgia Project?
Never heard of them.
And how about Fair Count?
Never heard of them.
Local Board of Election?
Yeah, I heard of that one.
Okay, so have you heard a great deal, a fair amount, not that much?
Not that much.
Okay, and how about Secretary of Estate?
A lot.
Oh, you heard that one a lot, okay. And how about Fair
Fight? How about who?
Fair Fight?
A lot.
And Black Voters Matter.
I heard of it, but I heard of it.
So how would you say it? A great deal, a fair amount, not that much?
A fair amount.
Okay, almost done. Okay, these new few questions are for statistical purposes only. Thinking about your approach to politics issues, would you describe yourself as very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat
conservative?
Okay. Very conservative or somewhat conservative?
Very conservative.
Okay.
Who's y'all doing in that box?
Okay.
I'll give my money up for them.
Do you consider yourself one, heterosexual or straight? Two lesbian? Okay. Okay. And are you married, an unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Okay. And are you the parent of guardian or any children under 18?
Yes.
Okay, we're almost done. Okay, how will you describe your employment status?
Retired.
Okay, and last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine. Do not...
About 58,000.
Okay. Let me see. Finally, would like to invite you to become a Georgia knowledge expert. What this means is we would like your opinion on different topics for the remainder of 2023. through December 2024. During this time, we may invite you to participate in focus groups, take short surveys by phone, text, or emails, invite you to an event going on in your community, and or simply remind you of upcoming election. As a thank you for serving as a Georgia Knowledge Expert, we'd like to offer you a Amazon gift card. Would you like to serve as a Georgia Knowledge Expert?
No.
Okay. So that was, this concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation. And again, it was a pleasure. You have a good rest of the day, okay?
Are you working for Georgia?
This is the company that I work for, ma'am.
Yeah, are they nationwide? Or are they just for Georgia?
Just doing it for Georgia.
I tell you what. You better let them know. They better tell somebody. Because I'm going to call Roethlisberger. Think he got a call from Donald Trump. Them Democrats better not be letting them illegals come in here and think they're going to vote in our election. I don't know what he up to. But I think it's going to be replace them UAW workers to build them EVs. Everything they're doing is screwed up. We just need to get Donald Trump back in there. We ain't even got to have these discussions.
Right.
Just like Biden did day one, Trump will do day one, and all this stuff will go away. So we don't have to keep worried about it. We just need to get them in there. And I don't know why black people stuck on stupid, but they getting on my nerves. I ain't even got no friends because of it. They just did the most.
Right.
I tried to tell them in the last election. They was calling me Donald Trump little sister. I felt like they were targeting me. You know what I'm saying? Because of what I believed in. I knew this stuff was going to happen. I'm like, dang, didn't y'all watch Trump said everything they was going to do. And they doing it. And they done got on my last nerves.
Right. So yes, ma'am?
I'm just hoping we get him in now. We might have to cheat. These ballots, you know, early. I think they should do away with early voting. Absentee ballots back in the day used to mean like if you was out of the country or like you was sick and you couldn't get to, and then you could put in for it. How you got an absentee ballot and it don't have a crease in it? The absentee ballot got an envelope. So if the girl said she had 10,000 absentee ballots with no crease in it, that means those were fake ballots. Stacey Abrams had them in the she'd have picked up in the back of her damn car. I've been watching. I've been a Republican all my life. So, I don't know what's wrong with black people. They use them with all this fake stuff they're going to give them. They're going to give them something. You should have started with the reparations a long time ago. I don't need no reparations. Just leave me alone. Stay out of, you know. How is pregnancy anybody's business between the woman, the doctor, and the baby daddy? How is that? But I don't agree. I didn't even know that you could have an abortion at 9 months. After the baby was born. I didn't know you could abort the baby after you had a baby. What the hell? That's murder. Now, do you believe in abortion? I believe in abortions up to a certain amount. I think Georgia is 4 months, 3 months, or something like that. That's just facts. Because if you put a condom out, shit, they give away for free at the health department. That's what you tell people. So after that point, you really ain't got a choice after 3 months of pregnancy. To get rid of it. What the hell is you doing? It's just abstinence. If there are too many AIDS and gonorrhea and syphilis running around, I hear you're going to come up with more than a baby. I be telling these little young folks. No, I done had an abortion. I had a couple of them in my back in the day. Because I didn't have a choice. That's what I wanted to do. It was best for me and I'm glad I did. But.
Right. Well, hopefully it was your
thing. I wasn't no 9 months. No 5 months. As soon as I missed my first period, went to the clinic, they said, alright, I need to have 2 months. 2 months time.
Right.
Yeah.
Hopefully this survey can help. That's what we're doing, a lot of surveys, and we're calling people to hear people's different opinions. But again, ma'am, it was a pleasure talking to you. You have a good rest of the day, okay?
Okay, you too, babe. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay,
goodbye.
Bye-bye.